Now let's switch gears and go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with Roger Kinzer, who's joining me right now. He's the Southeast Colorado Territory Manager with Purple Wave Auction. And Roger, thanks for joining us. It almost sounds like you're next to a waterfall. We may have a problem with your cell phone service. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I apologize. I don't know what it would be.
Yeah. Well, maybe are you on a speakerphone? If you can get to a handheld, that'd be much better on our end.
No, I'm not on speaker.
You're not? Okay. Well, let's just try and get through this, because this is very important information. Purple Wave Auction is based out of Pueblo West, and it covers all of Colorado Springs and, 13 Southeast Colorado counties. In your experience, as far as equipment for the farmers is concerned, how tough is it these days to get good equipment? And as far as this Purple Wave Auction service, it's a way for people to get the equipment they need at auction prices, right?
That is correct. So, yes, with current trends that we've been seeing in a lot of the equipment we sell, obviously there's a limit of some of this equipment due to some of the things that wrapped around the COVID, getting new equipment. So good used equipment is in high demand. Certain pieces of equipment are a little difficult to get located, but we have an advantage with Purple Wave. We sell a tremendous amount of agriculture equipment online at purplewave.com. Throughout the Midwest and across the United States. So we have the availability of a lot of equipment coming online on a regular basis.
And we have a huge auction that's going to be taking place. And I know we have a large agriculture listenership out east, especially here in Southeast Colorado. Does Purple Wave have like a current item list for in Colorado?
Sure. So potential buyers can just go to purplewave.com. We sell ag equipment in our agriculture auctions. That varies from weekly. We do two dedicated agriculture auctions per month. The amount of equipment that may be represented in those events can vary. But yes, we've got some ag equipment that's going to be coming up selling south of Lyman for a Brown retirement auction on August 31st that's incorporated into that agriculture event. I've got some nice John Deere equipment there and some good usable tillage equipment as well that's a little hard to find.
It's kind of interesting. I believe the auction's going to be taking place in Lamar. I was on the air out there for years, so when I found out this auction's going to be taking place there, that kind of struck close to home for me personally. You've seen farmers and been across places like in Kansas and Oklahoma and all over the Midwest. Talk about how tough it has been for farmers these days, and any way they can get these great prices on these auction items would help them immensely, wouldn't it?
Sure. So with the ability with Purple Wave, we obviously list equipment all over the United States and heavily concentrated into the Midwest. So it gives the advantage to a lot of these ag producers, because we do sell a lot of retirement type packages that obviously has some excellent equipment, well-maintained equipment out of some of these retirement assets that we bring to auction at Purple Wave. So it gives that potential buyer the ability to do some diligence, look over those assets, have plenty of time prior to the actual selling of the items to reach out to the sellers and so forth and get their due diligence done and questions answered. And the one thing about Purple Wave, everything we sell sells as is, where is, but it also sells guaranteed with no reserve, lien free, so buyers can buy with confidence and know that at the end of the day, if they're the last bidder, they are going to own the piece of equipment, because simply there is no minimums of reserves.
Yeah, no minimums. That's kind of a big deal. What are the other advantages utilizing PurpleWave.com, like over traditional live auctions?
So there's quite a few advantages. One, there's not an essence of time. You know, when we're selling an online platform, there is extensions that can occur in that bidding process. So a live auction, oftentimes, you know, we need to close the hammer or close that item out, move on to the next item. With an internet auction, it gives that buyer the ability to sit there and not be in a great rush to have to finalize that bid. On the selling side, obviously, for our sellers, we have a unique amount of buyer community. Our buyer community is right at 500,000 registered bidders in our system. So it gives them the ability to have a huge buyer base. We bring a tremendous amount of unique visitors to our website, and just the marketing that we do wrapped around what we're selling is very advantageous to the seller as well. And you know, Purple Wave, we're always having auctions. We average 3 auctions a week, so you know, we never have to cancel an auction. It doesn't matter what the weather is doing, we're having a sale.
Yeah.
So that's one of the advantages too.
That's excellent. Roger, thanks for the time today. We really appreciate it. We'll be reaching out quite often. You know, these are different times we live in, and any way we can get people more convenient ways to get equipment they need, especially farmers, that is really important. Just go to purplewave.com, and if you missed any information that Roger talked about, you can go back to caradio.com, our podcast page, and listen to all the details. Again, thanks for the time today, Roger. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, Dan. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
It is our pleasure.